Welcome, everybody, to this episode of Paranormal Diner. I'm your host, Trey Hill, and we have a really cool show tonight because, as anyone knows me and knows who Kelly Schaefer is, we've had a couple, we had a show previously called Cemetery Files, which we had a lot of fun on, and I actually got her to agree to come on to my new show, Paranormal Diner. So, so let's get her on here and see what she has to say. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. What do you mean you asked me? You forced me.
I didn't force you. I did no such thing.
You strong-armed me into it.
Yeah, sure. I really kind of want to, this is something new for me. I'm kind of looking at the, where are the chats?
Are you going to do live callers?
Oh, I think I have that. I don't know if I have that option or not.
That'd be fun. You know me and people and asking questions. I freaking love it.
Right. So, yeah. So, this has been, it's been a while since I've been on. Actually, I've been kind of busy and whatnot. And,
yeah.
But my microphone took a shit the other day, or like last week. And so I was looking to buy a new one, and I'm like, I really don't want to buy another new one. And I happened to find one on Marketplace for $20. And it's
not,
you know,
bad.
$60-$70 microphone.
Yeah.
I tested it out and it sounds really good. I like it. I like the color, you know. So
Is it this red one that's got in the front here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's cute. I like him.
Yeah.
Mine's red too.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I was looking at one like that, but
I wanted one like this because it reminds me of the old microphones. If I could have gotten one of the old microphones, it would have done it.
You know,
I just have to remember
I could find them, but they're so expensive.
Yeah, they are. They are because they are so highly desired. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those microphones were some of the best in the industry when they came out.
Right. Right.
At least that's what my dad used to tell me.
Yeah.
My dad was all into sound and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. So how's it going?
It is going much better now than it was a few months ago. A few months ago, I started a new job and it's getting that brain cell to turn back on again. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But last couple of weeks, I've been feeling a lot more comfortable and everything's cool. And then it's just, I was overwhelmed at the beginning of October, middle of September. I don't remember when it was. And a friend of mine told me to, you know, do 5 things for the next 21 days. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do 5 things for the next 20 days. Why don't I just concentrate on 5 things instead of the 4 million that I usually do?
Right.
So
right.
I went through the list of stuff that I've got going on, all the projects, all of the different ventures and all that kind of stuff. And I just said, that's it. I'm done with everything but the paranormal, writing, and my job. That's what I'm going to concentrate on. And that's what I'm going to focus on.
That's cool.
So I'm much calmer now and I'm much more centered and focused because I'm not going 3 million different directions all at once.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah. I'm still looking for work. But that's fine. You know, I mean, I'm collecting small paycheck. Yeah. I'm collecting a small paycheck. So, and I know it's got to change, but I'm trying to do things a little bit different lately with, you know, looking for jobs and trying to do some kind of some side hustles to get some type of money going. But you know,
It's an entirely different world out there now with unemployment. Oh my gosh.
It is not
like what we grew up with.
Yeah, no, and this the sad thing is, you know, I would really rather pursue my dreams of being my own boss and doing my own thing and, you know, creating my own videos and all of that stuff and being involved in the community like that. But it's just the fact that nowadays you have to have money to be able to do that. And I just, you know, it's kind of, I'm just so tired of that whole, you wake up, you go to work, you come home, you eat, you sleep and repeat that. I know that that is a normal thing, but I've always believed that there's
normal for people who are not awake.
Right. I just think that that is, there's more to life than that. You know what I mean?
There is. I mean, look back just 100 years. Look back 150 years. People didn't go to a job. They worked on their property.
Right.
They worked to raise their meat. They worked to raise their vegetables. Mm-hmm. They worked to raise this. Mm-hmm. They lived a life. At somewhere along the line, they decided that we no longer could go out on these wide open ranges and do our own thing. They needed us all in confined cities to where they can control us and send us messages all the time through advertising. So,
Right. I
don't like that shit.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, even when I was real little, you know, my dad worked, you know, even worked as a salesman and traveled and everything. And my mom stayed home, you know, and she was back then it was like, you know, didn't have to work, you know, I mean, she did, but I mean, she was to take care of us kids. And it was like, those days are long gone. You know, I think that if you don't have two parents trying to make it, you know what I mean?
Well, it's rare these days if you get a situation where there's just one parent working, whether it's male or female. That's very, very rare. But shoot, that's the dream I had. Never came about, but whatever. I wouldn't trade anything I've been through for the world. Maybe who I am.
No, I think about how short life is, you know, and it's
kinda... Oh, let's just not get into that one. Oh my goodness. Okay, keep going.
No, and I'm just saying, you know, how short life is in this. I mean, we've had friends and people that we've known even in the paranormal field. You know, we're at the paranormal diner. We're talking coffee talk, you know, we're just talking like we usually do, like when we were talking the phone, you know, and shoot, it's kind of like so
I should have gotten the decaf.
No, and it's just one of those things where you really have to look at yourself and look at where you've come and or how far you've come and what you've accomplished, and then
Let's flip this over here where I'm older than you are.
Yes, you are.
I mean, I'm to the point now where I'm 62 years old. I know my life is finite. I know I don't have a lot of time left. And if I've got 20 years in me, that's what history kind of, my DNA and my family ancestors kind of say, I got maybe 20 years. I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to do what I want, as I want, how I want. I don't give a rat's ass what anybody has to say about it. I'm going to enjoy these.
I'm in that same similar mindset. You know, I'm at that age now where
it's a level of spirituality that you reach that you just don't give a shit about anything that interferes with anything that keeps you from having a peaceful life. Right. And that's pretty much
not that I would give up, you know, anything or, you know, and just be a bum. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that there's,
not at all.
Yeah. You know, and I know my responsibilities and I know what I got to take care of and whatnot, but it's just one of those things where, when are you going to start doing stuff for you? You know, when are you going to start saying, okay, I worked this job for 40 years and, you know, and what do I have to show for it? It's like, I hear so many stories of people saying that, you know?
Right.
And then these people, they pass away. And it's those ones that when we do investigations is the ones we meet. You know, what did you do on your when you were alive? I worked 40 years.
Right.
You know, yeah, I had nothing to show for it.
And then, you know, it's, and then my, there's so many people that don't live life. They go through life.
Right. Yeah. And I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to just go through life doing whatever the fuck somebody tells me to do or it's no. And you know, I'm trying to push other things off so I could do things I want. But it's not responsibility things. It's, you know, it's like, okay, how long can I let the grass grow before I'm bogging down my lawnmower? You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. Yeah. It's things like that, that it's just, you know, people say that you make your own happiness and that's not, but it's like, if you would just stop and look at yourself and stop following the masses and start doing stuff for yourself,
do your own thing,
you know,
are afraid to be, they're afraid to be a solitary. They're afraid to do something on their own. And you shouldn't be afraid to do something on your own. You shouldn't be afraid to be alone, because how else are you going to get to know who you are?
Right. Right. So people that are going to be listening to this, like, I thought we were talking about the paranormal. Well, when me and Kelly talk, we talk about everything.
It goes everywhere.
It goes everywhere. And, you know, it circles around a couple times. Yeah.
It's like glitter.
It's like glitter. It goes everywhere.
It's like a glitter bomb. There you go. Yeah. You could just call our podcast Glitter Bomb. The Glitter Bomb Hour.
That's kind of the way it is. Yeah. No shit. You know,
well, I was it always about, goes all over the place. But yeah, I mean, I started working on my memoirs. I was putting my memoirs together and I was trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? Am I actually going to publish a memoir, or am I going to turn it around where my memoirs is like a inspirational help book for all the shit I've been through? I mean, there's stuff going on that, you know, I don't talk about. There's things that people don't know that are just, I tell people and they go, the fuck? And I want the book to help people that are in the same situations I've found myself in life, and have them be able to say, oh, look, here's somebody that made it through it. Yeah, I'm not alone. I mean, when Dad died, he said, when you write with the intention of helping somebody. So that's what I've been doing since he died. Every single time I write with the intention of helping somebody.
Right. You know, in hindsight, you know, that we, you know, don't that we necessarily chase ghosts or do whatever. You know, we are researchers and we want to, you know, find the truth and connect with the other side and whatnot. And it's kind of like, it kind of boils down to ultimately, there's a level of helping somebody or something or a situation. You know what I mean? It's either you're helping somebody in a paranormal field or even a client or whoever.
Yeah.
And that doesn't go away. You know what I mean? For me, I mean, we've kind of crossed today. I've come across this today that people are complaining and having arguments over people looking for popularity and cutting down people and this and that. But you know what? If you really think about it, it's happening everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's in the paranormal field.
It happens in every community. It happens in every walk of life. It's not just the paranormal. You put together a group of people and it's going to happen. It's just human nature.
And I look at it, and I look at it as, you know, we keep our circles kind of small. You know, you and I do. And there's certain people that we talk to that, or even have kind of stepped out of their own circle and then basically got attacked for it. And it's like, I kind of wanted to say, why'd you do that to yourself? Right. You know, it's like,
when you step outside of your community, you don't have the support.
Right. Right. I mean, there's a way to do that, to connect with the outside people and this and that, but it's all about the frequency. It's, if it doesn't vibe with your frequency, then don't be around that person. You know, it's like, I hear so many horror stories of people just tired of this and tired of that. And it's like, you can change that.
You can walk away.
Right.
You know where the off button is.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That has been something that I've said my entire life. You know where the off button is. And I mean, today my phone was left at home. I didn't take it with me anywhere I went today. And
how did that make you feel?
I survived. Oh, I was fine. Right. I leave home without the phone all the time, to the point of where
that's a topic. I mean, seriously, I mean, I remember when we didn't have that option of having phones.
I grew up with no phones.
I had to have a dime, or, you know, was it 15 cents or 25 cents, whatever, in my pocket for when we went out or I went out and walked around
in case town you needed to make a phone call.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and kids today don't quite understand that whole aspect of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do without my phone? Now, I've put myself in that position where it's like I left my phone at home or something like that. But I would do it like if I went to the store or something like that where I really didn't need it. But I thought to myself immediately, what if I get in a car accident? What if I have a flat tire? What if, were still there then when we didn't have cell phones. This just makes it easier. So it's kind of like you have to take yourself out of that thought process that having a telephone or having a mobile phone is a luxury, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great for communication. It's great for keeping tabs on your kids or whatnot. But when we were kids, if we were out all day and, you know, even into the night until the lights came on and the street lights came on, you know, my mom wasn't out there freaking out going, oh my God, where are my kids?
Right.
You know, I would walk in after it was dark and it was like 9:30. She'd be like, where you been? You were supposed to be here at this time. You know, and it's like, then I would get in trouble. You know what I mean? But nowadays it's, if a kid doesn't have his phone or doesn't answer a text or whatever, the parent
freaks out.
Freaks out. Oh my gosh. And it's like, what happened to the days of...
Quite frankly, with that kind of an attitude, the kids are being robbed of independence. They're being robbed of being able to develop their independence.
Right. I mean, I'm blessed, and I know that you are too, that the fact that we're the times that we grew up in where we could rely on friends and people. Yeah, you know what I mean? And we didn't have the cell phones. We didn't have the computers yet. We didn't have all of that stuff. And, you know, we were outside and joking around.
I remember getting my first phone.
Right.
I didn't want it.
I remember getting my first one was from Sprint back in 1999.
Who is?
And I was like.
It was Verizon. I've been with Verizon ever since. I started Verizon in 94, 95, somewhere around in there. Right. Maybe 96. I'd have to think about it.
Right.
It was during one of the breakups from my ex-husband.
Right. But it's kind of like, I have to think about how we came from where we were to where we are. Right now, we're living in this is a benefit for us because of the fact that we didn't have this when we were kids.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like, that's all the kids have had. They don't even know how...
Look at how much we've seen. I mean, I've seen a little bit more than you have. I saw the moon landing. I saw a whole bunch of other things going, like Nixon and all that other kind of stuff. So I've seen a lot. I've seen more than you have. But think about everything you've seen in the entire compass of your life so far, how far we've gotten with technology, just that one thing.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's just overwhelming sometimes how much technology's out there. And quite frankly, I'm glad I'm not going to be around for the next 40 years of it. I might have to just deal with it for 20.
Right. Yeah. You know, I have to stop and think and to be like, you know what? I like the whole aspect of doing investigations in this. And like when we were at recently, we were at the
Broadwell.
No, Broadwell? Not that one. The one after that. The Sane Asylum.
Yeah, Waverly. I forgot you came to Waverly.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh.
I've seen you twice really this year. I'm so pink.
Ah! Right. Yeah. So, people who don't know Waverly Hills, I mean, people in the paranormal field would know. Look it up. It's just kind of crazy.
And then we had a haunted house that we stayed in too.
Yeah.
We played Haunted or Not. Well, we got the haunted one.
Yeah. Well, and to be honest with you, you know, I did that drive and it took me 6.5 hours, you know, and I don't mind that aspect of it, but I was drained when I got there. I was tired.
Why you have to come down before so that you have time to rest. That's why I go up to a location early so that I have time to rest.
Yeah. Right.
You have to disconnect now, from that whole, the whole road.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Oh yeah. I was,
that just is.
I was on my way back. I was totally in, trance. You know what I mean?
Good. So I was. You didn't have the people in the cars next to you sending out signals, and you're looking over, going, "Oh."
Yeah. No, I was like hypnotized by the road through Chicago, and I was like, "Okay, I had to snap myself out of it a couple times because I wasn't paying attention. I was just zoning, and I'm like, okay.
Yep. Yeah.
And so that makes it a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
You know,
and then I broke him.
But going back to Waverly, you know, I really like the place, but it was just,
I like the place a lot.
I just thought it was very uneventful. You know, it was very.
I felt them in the shadows.
It was too organized. It was too organized. It was too controlled.
You mean the whole ghost hunt thing? The whole ghost hunt thing?
Everything.
Or the whole
everything. Everything. You know what I mean? Everything was.
Put all of that out of my mind and just looked at the building and looked at the history and looked at everything I know about it and all that. I mean, I ignored everybody that was there except for our crew. And it was great. We got so many people there to go test it out, but we will be doing it next year. We are doing Waverly next year. So get your suitcase ready.
Yeah.
Get your suitcase ready and get the permission to come down.
Yeah. Right. You know, I don't know.
Get that permission slip.
Yeah. Right. I just really, I don't know. I'm so kind of, God, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, I love like October and I love with the Halloween and all that aspect of it. But my spirit,
you need to be investigating more.
I guess I don't have, I've just been lazy. Lazy, not
you haven't,
lazy
you
is
haven't
a bad
been
word.
Out investigating with people. You're just, sitting in a pot and stewing.
That's basically the best way to describe it. You know what I mean? And I'm really trying to get myself.
What am I? I am psychic medium and empath. So yeah, you're sitting in a pot and stewing.
Right. But I have been meditating and tuning in my frequency and kind of adjusting myself every night before I go to bed. And I did that all week and it made a big difference, but it's just, there's just moments where my brain is just like, piss off. you know. I'm just kind of like, yeah.
Is it the end of summer? Because I know you like summer.
No, I think it's just, you know, I was probably diagnosed with ADHD, and it never got treated. And I think it's just, that's why I have a very short attention span in that. And I think that it's just something that, you know, dealing with depression and my addictions and all that stuff, it's just one thing on top of the other. And I'm now trying to remove the layers of bullshit over the years. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean you're doing your shadow work finally?
Maybe. I don't know. You know who I keep thinking about? And this is kind of not really off topic because we're talking about paranormal stuff. And there was somebody that would chime in right now and totally make fun of me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I miss him very much because he was the one that I could take a ribbing from and laugh at the end of the joke. You know? And yeah.
We did have good shows with him.
We did. You know, and people that are listening, if you go back and listen to Paranormal Triangle with our dearly departed friend Dave, he was one of a kind, and the shows that we did together were awesome. They were so funny, and they were so fun. You know, and it was just one of those things.
Here's my partner in crime and bullying you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously. I mean, it was sudden. You know, it was unexpected, and I was shocked. Everybody was shocked, and Dave Taylor is one of my favorite all-time people because he really would make me laugh, even when he would just call me on the phone just to talk to me. You know, and yeah, and it's moments like these when we're doing this podcast, you know, talking about the paranormal and just talking about stuff in general. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, it would have been nice to have him here to banter back and forth, you know, but you know, life such
well,
as life.
We were planning additional paranormal triangles.
We were, but then we were talking about after he passed that we were going to replace him, but you can't. I mean,
you can't replace him.
And it was like that was the type of person that because it was his idea. He came to me with that idea. I want to create a podcast with you and Kelly. And I think that's, you know, because he saw that we had success with the Cemetery Files.
Cemetery Files.
And people love that show. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's still people that are following us on Instagram, even though we haven't done a show in months. We did that one off.
I'm glad you're taking all of those notifications off, or they're like falling off because I haven't been in there to check it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just one of those things where, you know, I check it once in a while and it just keeps growing, you know, and people really like it. And then, you know, Paranormal Triangle, even though we only did 5 shows or whatever, it's hard for me to go back and. Yeah, it's hard for me to go back and listen to it. It makes me sad in that way because he was such a pivotal moment in making everybody laugh. And his voice was just, I don't know. It's just really weird. You know, me and you sitting here talking about this now, I don't know why, but he's like in my brain quite a bit. And there's got to be a reason for that. And I have no idea why. But I digress. But yeah, he is very much very well missed, and you know, and the fun that we would have was just astronomical. I mean, it was just
just a few days ago was the anniversary of when I was up in Massachusetts with him.
Yeah.
Just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember when he passed away. It was around.
It was after that. It was
November, wasn't it? Or December?
No. Because it was January when I. It was somewhere. I can Google it. keep talking. I'll Google it.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was just one of those things where this, if anybody knows, like the Paraflix and Dave Taylor from Our Haunted Lives and everything, he was one of those guys that you could really listen to, and he was a great host, and he was, and we had a lot of fun, you know, talking, and it was just one of those things. But hey, I don't know why I've been thinking about him.
Oh my goodness, I just tripped onto a page about what he died of.
Oh.
There's a whole bunch of things in there. It's like, okay. I don't know. I can't find it right off bat.
That's fine. Well, you know.
Anyway, it's not,
I mean,
that
so
important.
When we talked about, if people want to listen to the Paranormal Triangle, you can find it on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. It's under Studios Media. You'll find it. No big deal. But give it a listen. Those, I would have to say that besides my paranormal memoir show that I like to listen to, I loved listening to Paranormal Triangle because of the fact that I would laugh again listening to it in my car.
Paranormal Triangle was the only one of our shows I listened to.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, I figured I did it. I don't need to listen to it. So, but Paranormal Triangle for. Listen to it again and to see, okay, was it really that good? And I'd go,
and it, hey, when and it was,
posted, and it was like, holy crap, it was right. A great show.
It was totally a great show.
It was, yeah, it's right. Like what you said, you just started laughing all over again.
Yeah, oh yeah. And it was just, it was crazy. I mean,
but with the recent passing of some, I mean, you've had death in your family, but not recently. And, you know, we've got my dad dying last year and David last year, or beginning this year, I guess. As paranormal researchers, we're looking at like, okay, when they're going to show up, are they going to show up in an Estes session? Is this the one they're going to show up in?
Right.
Are you there, Dad? You know, it's like, will they do it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it I would be know. So neat, but why isn't it? You know, if you like the paranormal and I like the paranormal and one of us died, somebody's got to get talking to each other.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's just really weird that. You're like frozen. Can you see what happened?
Corruption. Oh, there he is. Yeah. He's back.
You disappeared.
Because you froze.
I didn't freeze. You froze.
Yes, you did. You froze. No. So you didn't get to hear everything I had to say there?
Yeah, I did. I heard it.
Okay. Good.
Right.
If you know I like the paranormal, why are you not showing up?
Right.
Yeah, come talk to me in an Estes session.
And sometimes I just happen to out of random thoughts, and I'm not even thinking anything, and then all of a sudden he pops into my head, and it's like, oh, okay. You know, but it's just, like I said, he was just one of a person that I really was drawn to, that he could really make me laugh, you know? Yeah. And it's one of those things where, you know, it's very hard, you know, and
it's called grief.
You miss somebody like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called grief.
You know, but, you know, finding somebody to replace him, even on the show to have Paranormal Triangle there isn't. And not that I mean, it would have to be it has to be a totally different person, but it has to be somebody that we'd have this similar vibe with.
Well, a similar and vibe, and not only that, but the wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
The wealth of the ability to talk and to discuss and to debate. I mean, that was a huge aspect to it too.
Right. And I guess that kind of goes back to you remember how like musicians, you know, lose a band member and they like, you know, how could we ever replace them? And I never understood that. I'm like, just go get another musician. Well, there's a big, huge thing that goes with that. It's that person's character.
He froze again.
Yeah, he's that person's frozen. Character. Am I still on? Are you there?
There it is.
I don't know why it does that.
You froze again. Because you talked about it before the show.
Yeah. Probably.
You hecked yourself.
But this is supposed to be, none of that's supposed to happen. As soon as it's uploaded onto Facebook and YouTube, none of that's supposed to happen. Because if it is, then I'll have to be searching someplace else to alive.
So is your camera usually not fuzzy?
My camera's
you're fuzzy on my side. Hey, you're fuzzy. It's not clear. I can't even see your face. Oh, there goes a dog.
Shut up.
Where are you going, Days? Now you're seriously? A little bit clearer. Yeah. But don't worry about it. It may just be me.
It's always you. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
what do you got going on for Halloween?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Hmm.
Except I am going up to Randolph on the 2nd.
Oh.
I'm going to do Randolph for the 3rd time. I'm going to see if I can try and get that mimic back out again.
Okay.
And I've got a whole group of people that I'm taking with me on a Kelly's. It's the last Kelly's Haunted Adventure for 2025.
Cool.
And we're planning 2026 season already. And next year is going to be a little different. I'm so proud.
Yeah,
I can't wait until we can announce it. But yeah, next year is going to be a little different. And we've got more locations. We've got different types of things going on. And when I say we, it's more than just me now. I've got people that wanted to join and help and make it a big thing. So
nice.
We've got a crew of people that are working to make Kelly's Haunted Adventures a little different next year.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
What am I doing on Halloween? Nothing.
What are you doing on Halloween?
I don't know. I haven't even got that far yet. I don't know.
God, well, shoot, Randall's not that far away. Come on over.
No,
I got a spot.
No, I've already been gone twice this year. Yeah, no, especially with me not working. No, it'd be different if I had a job and I was working or I had somebody that wanted to fund my documentaries and
there you go.
Pay me to travel. Yeah, if you want to do that, let me know.
Yeah,
because I'm up for it.
All I know is where I'm going next. And then I'll go to the end of the year and I'll look back on everything and go, holy shit.
Yeah. No.
That's where my money went.
Yeah, right. No, I don't know. I mean, Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. So it's kind of like, you know, I might go visit the Maxwell Mansion again.
I just have... And my candy corn, and I'm a happy camper.
Oh yeah!
If all I get is my candy corn for Halloween,
I used to eat that by the handful all the time.
I know, right?
Even if it wasn't,
it's got to be Brock's. Halloween.
Yeah, it can only be Brock's.
There's
a lot of people nowadays that even the younger generation think that is the most disgusting foul candy ever, and I'm like. That's because you don't know good candy. I grew up on that stuff. That stuff was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I still remember how it tastes like to this day. I mean, I it's,
oh,
it's
you can't have sugar. It. That's right.
No, it's still
I'm not supposed
sugar.
To be eating it either, yeah. But I can eat a little bit.
Me being diabetic, and yeah, I don't know. I think
I've had 3 pieces today. 3 or 4. Yeah, I've got a little bowl of candy. I had a little bit of candy corn. And it'll probably end up in the trash can at the end of the season, or I don't know what I'll do with it. But I do buy a little bag. I allow myself some candy corn. I don't allow Smarties in the house because I will devour the entire bag. And then I will be fat again.
my wife is a big fan of Swedish fish.
Oh, I love Swedish fish. But the whole crew got me on Sour Patch Kids. So now Sour Patch Kids is like my favorites.
No, yeah. I used to do that too, and then it was like, yeah, no.
I blame the Waverly trip. That's when everybody got me hooked. No, it wasn't Waverly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
That's no, Sour Patch, I was hooked. I picked up the Sour Patch Kids. So it had to have been somewhere along the line before that that I got hooked on the Sour Patch Kids again.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I had tasted them a few years ago and thought they were great, but never bought them for myself or anything like that because of all the sugar that's on them. But
right.
We bought them for the trip, and now there's a big, huge bag of Sour Patch Kids that goes everywhere in the equipment boxes.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you something. This year, I have seen some of the weirdest shit ghost hunting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we slept on the floor in a funeral home.
In a funeral
this
home.
This year.
It was quiet.
Where nothing happened. It was very quiet.
Nothing happened. No. Wait. That puddle upstairs happened and there was a kid there.
Yeah, drowned. That was kind of weird too. That was really bizarre. I've never seen anything like
about that puddle.
Yeah.
That goes right up there with all the weird things I've seen this year. And we watched that puddle dry. I mean, literally watched it dry.
Right.
And then who brought up the drowned child? Who did the drowned child? Did somebody say, was that just a suggestion about maybe a kid that drowned was in the funeral home? Ooh, that's a great thing to look up.
Mother-daughter team?
Ashley and Kim.
Ashley. I think it was Ashley's idea.
Ashley said it?
Okay. I think that Ashley said it. So yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing. Those two.
Yeah.
They were up at Brushy with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did that go?
It went great. We had a blast. We went up, we did get the smoking in the cell, which I'm still on the fence about because it could be just the cigarette burning. But there was a few times that it looked like it was a draw because the smoke would raise up from it. You know how the smoke raises after you take a draw.
Right.
Right. So I looked at, I need to do more work on that one, but
I don't think I don't think that happens every time. I think that it's just I'm still on the fence about that.
Here's the fun one. We did it at we did it at 2 cells. Here, smoke a cigarette. Here, smoke a cigarette. And I took it down to the third one. And the message I got was, don't smoke.
Right.
The guy in the cell didn't smoke.
Huh.
And he didn't want the cigarette.
Huh.
That was just, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta thank you for telling me to open up my door.
Huh.
Because now it happens.
Speaking of weird, anything going on with your Confederate soldier in the back?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. I think springtime is the last time I saw him. Maybe I'm in a new loop or something. Daisy, come here. We're still working on potty training, so I'm track of her.
Does somebody by you have another dog besides your two?
There's dogs around me. Yeah, why?
A brown dog in your backyard?
Yeah. A brown dog right now in my backyard?
No.
That could be.
No. There's a brown dog in your backyard.
There could be a brown dog in my backyard. Two dogs across the street run free. One's a black dog, one is a brown dog, and they do come over to my yard.
Okay.
I've asked the owner to keep them out of my yard, but that's not something she wants to do.
Huh. Evidently that dog is drawn to your backyard because there's something in that backyard. So I'm telling you something you already don't know.
Yeah, I already don't know. I warned the neighborhood when I moved in, please keep your animals to yourselves because they will end up in my house.
Yeah. Well, and I think that there's something in your backyard too that is attracting the dog. And there's something spiritual aspect.
Could be, maybe, yeah. But the bunnies pretty much is there's a lot of bunnies in my backyard. There's more bunnies now than there were before because I like my bunnies. I think I have 4 this year. And 1 got hit by a car, so I might have just 3.
Right.
Either that or was another one coming across the road. Yeah. But
I've been thinking a lot about Gettysburg lately.
Gettysburg would be something I want to do next year too.
I mean, I can't stop thinking about it. I mean, I think about it probably a couple times a week. And it's just.
Oh, that would be Randolph for me. I do that with Randolph. What color do I want this time? I think I'll do a chocolate one. Yeah.
Weirdo.
But I don't know. There's only been one time that I've ever hunted at Halloween. And it was great. It was Randolph. But I love the holidays, but there's so much of a hassle. You got to realize that I didn't have holidays from 9 until I don't remember when I started celebrating them. But so they don't live up to my expectations usually. So I've kind of dumped a whole bunch of, it's like I might have a tree up for Christmas. It'll be a tree of light, but it's, you know, I might have the tree up. I don't decorate for Halloween. I don't decorate for Christmas. I don't decorate for any, I just don't. Because I got to put it away. Why? Right. I got to put it away. So that's my biggest thing is I don't like cleaning up. I'm already cleaning everything up. So I don't, it's just, no. So, and I don't get dressed up for Halloween because it's, I got to clean it up. But I do have, if I do get invited to a Halloween party, I have chosen my costume.
Okay.
And it's related to my van.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do for Halloween. I don't know.
Do you get trick or treaters?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really? Yeah,
sometimes.
I don't get trick or treaters.
No, we get a few. But next week I have a helping sponsor a couple local bands that are doing a show in another town over, and I'll be able to interview some musicians and stuff like that, which will be cool. But I just gotta make sure I find the right setup because I don't know if I want to bring all my stuff. But as far as
it's the same thing when I go out ghost hunting. It's like, God, do I really want to take all that equipment with me?
Right.
I feel like breaking those boxes down into little tiny into smaller boxes that I can, you know, just like, or put them on shelves where I can pick and choose what I want to
take. This is what I need, or this is all I need, or this, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's, it's such, and especially when you're hauling it yourself. And luckily I've got Jeff Reynolds around when I show up at the Kelly's Haunted Adventures this year, because they booked both the Reynolds, Jeff and Heather booked all of them this year. So Jeff and Heather are there to help me, and it's so nice having the help.
Right.
I'm getting older. Right. I don't like it.
That's okay. I hear you.
I'm just going to keep rolling as long as I can. That's all there is to it.
So, I'm going to call it.
It's been almost an hour. We didn't even get into our deep, deep, deep ass discussion.
No, we really didn't. We really didn't. But I mean,
you're tired.
I
mean,
I am. And plus the fact that, I also have that other show, Imagine This.
Out.
Remember that I haven't done yet. I've just created the poster for it and everything. It's another podcast called Imagine This, and it's just a thought process of being positive and the things that could happen of being positive and what happens if you're negative, and you know, just to inspire people to be better than they were the day before.
There you go.
So yeah, so that'll
be. So, how many podcasts do you have going right now?
Oh, geez.
How many are active right now?
Four.
There you go. Yeah. That's keeping you busy.
Right. But it's a matter of fact of finding the right platform to do it off of that works.
Right.
So that's why I'd try this one. And if this one doesn't work the way I want it to, then I won't be using this one. So, but yeah, it's kind of hard to do too when you have to do it through Wi-Fi. Sometimes our Wi-Fi is not the greatest. So I need to fix that. So there's some things I need to do. So. Yeah.
And you need to go get some sleep because you are extremely tired right now.
I am. So, yeah. So, yeah, I want to thank you, Kelly. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Anything for you guys.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to this. Yes, everybody knows.
That has got to be one of the weirdest things this year.
You're right.
Years ago. It was last year, I think.
So, yeah. So, on that note, we will see you later.
Go listen to the rest of his podcast because he's really great at it.
Yes.
Because I said so too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace out.